TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound,
my anus is bleeding!
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
TanCast!
Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. Funny shit.
Alright.
Finally got around to it.
Surprised it took you so long, Fat Man. Yeah, I called you Fat Man. What the fuck are you gonna do about it?
I was always there with a handout to make you happy.
Fat Man! Na 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 Fat Man!
Yeah, they won an Emmy! Woo! First internet thing to win an Emmy! Woo! Wee! Wee!
I love that last week it was our rape-off that got us a bunch of kudos.
Just the one person specifically commented on the rape-off.
I think somebody else tweeted about it.
No!
They're all gonna rape at you!
Jesus.
Rape is fun for the whole family.
Yeah. I was re-listening to it sometimes I listen to the last episode before we start recording, so last night when I was in bed, I was listening to it, and whew, that part where I snap at the beginning, that is pure Tim on the edge of madness.
Did you go to a deep, dark place, Tim?
I did, I went to a dark place.
Come back to
us. Oh, it was a beautiful, beautiful thing, too.
We got rainbows and unicorns over here.
Listen to the hope in his voice!
he thinks he's going to win. He's not! He's going to lose! Like, that's the part where you're like, oh, there he went.
Tim, do you want to tell him the icing on the cake of why you're all home all alone this weekend?
Oh. Well, are we going to start the episode then?
Sure, why not?
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast, everybody. I was waiting for one of the other people to say it, but they didn't.
Well, because you're first.
I like to welcome people.
You used to say it back in the day, Noah. In fact, the first three or four episodes you started the show.
Noah just got tired of Tim and Andy fucking around, and Noah would go, welcome to TanCast! Like, oh, well, I guess we're starting now.
I'm more relaxed now. Loosened up.
Noah smoked some weed, man.
No.
Toke-a-doke-doke.
I'm just a little sleepy.
It's from all the weed, man.
Well,
I think Tim had a late night.
Yeah, but not for any good reason. Well, I'm sure we'll get to it later.
Tim had a late night of masturbating. Just angry masturbation. Like, get out! Get out, Steven!
All right, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah.
Wow. That was almost sing-song, but like lazy sing-song.
I'm Noah. Fuck you.
Can I redo mine?
Hi, guys.
I'm Andy, the in TanCast. Then people can recognize me from the part where I was yelling at semen.
I think they would have recognized you anyways, Andy.
Probably. I'm the voice that causes diarrhea.
I cure constipation.
Nah, I think I should start claiming that. I don't cause diarrhea, I cure constipation.
I wonder if first-time listeners really concern themselves with who's who, or if they just listen. Like, oh, that's Andy. He's the one I know from, I don't know any of these three fucks. Who gives a shit?
They want to keep the name straight, Tim, in case they see us in a commercial.
First-time listeners, write in. It's fucktards at tancast.com. Fucktards spelled exactly like you think.
Like, they don't know what we did beforehand. Maybe one time they'll watch this low-budget movie, and I'll be in it. Like, hey, I know that guy. I don't know.
Noah, you have never been in a low-budget movie.
Yes, I have.
What movie was that?
It was that low-budget. You didn't even see it.
go ahead, tell me the name. I'll look it up on IMDb.
That's not IMDb. It's
Noah
small,
masturbating
small,
in front of his
small
eyesight
project.
Video camera.
You know what? I've been in small projects that are on IMDb.
My anus is bleeding!
Maybe it's there. Go ahead, tell me.
No, it's not down there.
No, just give me the name of the movie so I can look it up.
No, it's cool.
Google's a vast network of things. I'm sure we'll find it somewhere.
It's really small. Only played at a couple spots.
Yeah, like your imagination.
Few spots.
It was called Noah Fucks the Bag Boy at Safeway. It was a movie in Noah's imagination.
You know what? I would at least
Noah
fuck
the
guy
cashier, okay? Fucking the bag boy.
Oh, man, I can just see how that brain porno would start. Noah walks up, the guy goes, "Hey, sir. Paper or plastic?" And Noah goes, "How about latex?" And Noah wraps up his dong, because in Noah's head, Noah is always very safe.
Who knows what kind of crazy diseases the bad boy is carrying?
In Noah's mind.
I fucked the cashier, alright?
Oh, it was a three-way. My bad.
Jesus Christ, Tim.
The cashier's right in there to juggle Noah's balls. He's like, "Sir, how would you like to pay for this today?" And Noah goes, "With my load!"
I fuck the butcher because they know how to handle beef. That's what I'm talking about.
Because they like it thin sliced.
Grade A beef. Or something.
How about some 10 laughs?
How about...
Oh, why the fuck not? Let's do this shit, motherfuckers.
One of my cats just tried to jump up on the back of the chair behind me. And I guess my head's a little bit bigger when I got these big-ass headphones on, because the poor kitty went careening right into the side of the headphones.
I didn't think your head could get much bigger.
I didn't think so either, but my poor kitty's bruised nose tells us otherwise.
Kitties are dumb.
Yes.
Can't even see a headphone.
Fucking pussy.
Kitties.
That was more of a leap of faith on his part. I was kind of leaning forward so he couldn't see my head.
Dumbass motherfucking cat.
Oh, here's a great little,
My anus is bleeding!
You guys might want to check
the picture of Crocs.
It just came in just as we were recording this. Robin sent us some Crocs.
You notice that there's one extra Croc sticking in from the side, right?
Yeah.
There's a purple Croc.
It's a little Croc. L-I-L apostrophe. Oh, those are Disney Crocs. We can tell the holes in the Crocs have little Mickey Mouses in them.
Was it taken at Disneyland? Tim, quick, look at the ground. Look for clues.
Possible.
Do you recognize that place?
I think so. Didn't they say they're going to Disneyland on the Facebook?
I can't say for certain. All right, well, back to the tan laughs.
People don't tell jokes the way they used to. I used to hear jokes all the time. I heard them from the barber, from the waitress at the cafe. I never hear them now. I don't know why.
Tan laughs.
This one's from David. It goes like this. Oh, Dave in the UK. Sorry, I think I did that last time, too.
Yeah, you're a piece
on
of
hearing
shit,
that her Shut the fuck up. On hearing that her elderly grandfather just passed away, Katie went straight to her grandparents' house to visit her 95-year-old grandmother and comfort her. When she asked how her grandfather had died, her grandmother replied, "He had a heart attack while we were making love on Sunday morning." Horrified, Katie told her grandmother that two people nearly 100 years old having sex would surely be asking for trouble. "Oh, no, my dear," replied Granny. "Many years ago, realizing our advanced age, we figured out the best time to do it was when the church bells would start to ring. It was just the right rhythm, nice and slow and even. Nothing too strenuous, simply in on the ding and out on the dong." She paused, wiped away a tear, and then continued, "And if that damned ice cream truck hadn't come along, he'd still be alive today." Dave in the UK, I'd like to point out the reason they aren't laughing is because I fucked up that reading several times. You probably can't tell in the edit. But I think George Bush did a better job reading my pet goat than I just did reading that fucking 10 laugh, so my bad. Hopefully you listening at home or at the gym or in the massage parlor, wherever you listen to Tancast, not you specifically, David, but just everybody, got a better laugh out of that than my two co-hosts did, listening to my shit reads.
You guys ever want to know what a cervix looks like?
Nope.
This is extreme porn.
Nope.
My anus is bleeding!
Wow.
Not clicking on it.
Wow. Daily photos of a healthy cervix for 1 month.
I don't know if the website went down or if it got boing-boinged or something. Like, everyone's like, "Shit, I need to see this shit," and clicked on it, but the actual link is not working.
The beautiful cervix project. We gotta put a little bit of mascara on there, some blush around the edges so that the looks nubbier.
I was at work when I saw this. I'm like, is this not safe for work? I don't know. I guess it would be. I didn't actually click on the link. I just was like, "Oh, that's inside of a vagina. It doesn't really look... It kind of looks like a mouth."
Should we put that in the links to the show notes?
Only with big warnings around it.
All right.
Like, this may or may not be safe for work. This may or may not be brain safe also.
All right, a podcast is not safe for work. I would assume... Yeah, well, but I guess you can probably tag
You us. Can listen to us with headphones on.
Yeah, it's not like we pop up on the screen going, ah, niggers!
Cervix! Baby, I love you so much, I want to look deep inside you.
You.
Hey!
You.
Robin just emailed us again and said...
And she found it in Disneyland.
Yep.
And said what I said, that they are, you can see the Mickey Mouses in the Crocs.
Yep.
And Noah, instead of reading a tan laugh, is apparently scouring the internet for shit he can link us to.
My anus is bleeding! Yay!
Apparently all shit that you cannot put safely up on your screen around other people.
You can put up around other people. Just certain other people. Oh, I don't think I showed you guys this one either. And then I'll read a tan laugh.
My anus is bleeding!
Yay! I showed Tim that, actually.
Dude, Noah, seriously!
I said I'm going to show you another link, and now I'm getting to a tan laugh. Slowly roll, motherfucker!
I couldn't hear you over the soccer game that I was listening to because you fucking linked it!
I did link it. It was wonderful. It's the best link I ever did.
Apparently Noah needs porn today.
You sent this to me already.
Yeah, I did. I said that. I sent this to Tim already, but I haven't sent Andy.
I couldn't fucking hear you because the soccer game, the guy was very loud talking about the streaker. All right. Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's not all right, motherfucker.
Oh, it's fucking all right.
No.
Oh, yeah.
All right, ready?
Made you both.
I'm ready.
Why did the cripple cry?
I don't know why.
Because I shot it in the face.
Jesus Christ.
These are the 100 offensive jokes of all time. Jesus Christ.
I wasn't sure if you just made that up on the spot.
Nope. I got another one. This is racist. Okay. Why wasn't Christ born in Mexico?
Oh, dear Christ. I don't know.
Because they couldn't find 3 wise men and a virgin.
Aww. Well, keeping the streak alive, what's the difference between a pizza and a Jew?
I don't know what.
Pizza doesn't scream when you put it in the oven. Oh, I think my soul hurts a little bit. Well, if I believed I had a soul, that would hurt.
Complaints can be sent to fucktards@tancast.com. Although, odds are, if you don't like our content, you're not going to be willing to type fucktards into your email program.
They will. Wow, talk fail.
Shut up!
My anus is bleeding!
Oh, here's one more.
And Noah's back to linking.
Yep, that was all about the linking. He's like, hey guys, I know you need boners. Here you go. Streaker, cervix... Beware the boob stare. Wow, I'm a little afraid of that. So I'm going to go on with my joke.
It's not scary. Well, one's scary. But most of them are good.
Why are a black guy's eyes always red after having sex?
I don't know.
Because from getting punched. Mace. From the mace.
From the mace. Very good, Noah.
Who sent that one in? I thought I remember reading it.
Yep, that was from our listener, Mike. And, you know, credit where due. The other one was from a different Mike. Unless Mike has decided to email us with 2 different last names.
He may have. He's a crazy guy.
Yep.
That Mike.
Wow, that latest link that Noah just gave us, the boob stare one, that guy at the top is like every bad caricature of a Chinese dude ever.
He's like Mickey Rooney from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, my God.
If he were flesh into a real person.
Oh, I can't remember what show we were watching, but... I think it was Fringe. Somebody's last name was Golightly, and every time somebody said his name, I would yell out, Golightly!
Racist.
That's because of Breakfast at Tiffany's.
If you scroll down that link, there's a picture of Woody Allen staring at Scarlett Johansson's boobs. But then when you try to click on it to get a bigger picture, it's not there.
I hate that.
I wonder if he's like, can you take that down, please? Here's another picture of someone staring at Scarlett Johansson's boobs.
My anus is bleeding!
Why wouldn't you stare at Scarlett Johansson's boobs? I would. The one that's... It's boob stare number 51. It's just a little ways down the page. It's a dude in a pool with a girl in the pool. He's like leaning back like, them some huge titties, I gotta lean way back to get them into my view.
He is doing a typical Noah stare.
Whoa.
Noah. I still remember when we were in Vegas and Noah, just the unsubtle staring of Noah at boobs. It was awesome.
They're Noah's kryptonite. He gets weak.
I was like, no, if there was anything else in front of you right now, you would have walked into it. Like, it was a wall, a pool, a row of cocks. You would just dunk, 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 dunk.
Ow, I got cock in my eye.
And it would have been worth it.
No, it says, there is nothing more dangerous than the regret I would feel for not staring at these boobies for every second that I can.
Speaking of Vegas, I'm not there right now.
And why aren't you there, Tim?
I believe it's due to my crippling failure.
Yep, that's depression I taste. Tim, please continue.
So, my wife is at a couple's bachelorette party right now in Vegas, by herself. Not because she's mad at me or anything, but because
she's trolling for ass.
True that.
She's there
True
as an that. Alternate during the wife swaps.
So, oh, this one's all ragged on the inside. Quick, tap out.
But because she had to make like flight reservations and stuff before the San Francisco comedy competition, and I had hoped at least that I would still be in it right now, and so I didn't think I was going to be able to go. But lo and behold, as of Sunday, I could have gone, but it was too late to add myself on.
Googity, the... boogity.
And so sad. She just texted me, "Hey, we're at a breakfast buffet. You're probably jealous." I'm like, "Yeah."
That's a good wife for you.
I should say they probably I probably could have gone, but A, it would have been expensive, and B, I also got invited to go to the D23 preview of the Walt Disney Family Museum later today. So I opted to stay.
For the cheaper Disney that? Instead of the more expensive titties.
Yes.
You're gay, Tim.
You're gay. How do you like that?
I like it a lot.
I don't know if you know, but they've taken Star Trek out of Vegas, so there's really... it's not that much reason for me to go anymore, except for the breakfast buffet.
Ease. Sorry, the beautiful cervix website finally came up. Oh, it's not pretty in there.
There's a reason you don't sit down there with a flashlight when you're making love to your lady.
I don't know if I want to go back in there.
Hey, there's a whole, like... type of porn that you stick in the specula or whatever the hell that thing's called that spreads it all out, lets you look inside and yell echo and get back to echo.
Here's one description: drier, chunkier, like drying rubber cement, cervical fluid, nipples very tender and painful. Tender nipples, cervical position is mid and slightly open.
What's wrong with you, Noah? Why do you share these things? No one wants to hear them.
Headache and tired. Dry slash
tacky.
He's
still tacky. Doing it. He's not stopping.
Wait, what's on it? Is that blood? What is that? Pink spotting, lower backache.
How do we make him stop, Andy?
I don't know. I can drop him off the call. You want me to do that?
In fact, maybe I've already dropped him off the episode.
Ooh.
Yeah, but you and I still have to listen until I drop the call.
Blood, good point. Cloudy and heavy flow, cramps.
Tim, it's your call. I literally have my mouse above the hang up button.
No, because we'll eventually have to add him back in, and he'll just do it 10 times worse.
All right, I'm done.
At least we could save dozens of people from having to hear it.
Yes, literally dozens of listeners.
So, has everyone been watching all the new TV? Everything's been premiering.
I've been watching a lot of stuff.
I've been watching Supernatural. They have not done Carry On Wayward Son yet.
Have you? Did you hear the news for Supernatural? I mean, I don't know if it's really a spoiler. It's just they're saying they're going to wrap up this current storyline by the end of this season.
Well, that's good, because when it's like the devil's back on Earth, and, well, Satan, Lucifer, whatever, is back on Earth, and you want to try to find God to be able to actually win the apocalypse, and none of the angels know where God is, I don't know how much more Supernatural that show can get after that.
Where are they going to go from here, Andy? Where are they going to go from here?
I don't know. I love the show, but if they're really going to do this, then I think that I'd probably be okay if they, you know, blow this out one last season here. I mean, I'd like to see more seasons, but I'm not sure how you go up from God versus the devil.
From what I read, it didn't sound like this was going to be the last season. It just sounded like they're going to move on to other stories.
Yes, but what I'm saying is I'm glad that they're going to do that and not just like drag this story on forever and possibly not finish it. But at the same time, I also can't imagine how you go up from the apocalypse.
A spooky haunted house.
I was talking to my friend about Glee, and she made a good point. She's like, I wonder how they're going to do another season. Like, how long can you keep on this type of story?
Yeah, that is a good question.
But then again, people have done it, like, all the time. Like, I'm fucking surprised Simpsons is still on the air and they still come up with shit. I mean, I guess it's kind of topical, so that helps.
Yeah, I mean, we've got listeners who are younger than The Simpsons.
Wow, that's crazy.
How old
I'm sorry,
is
I wasn't being sarcastic. Simpsons just turned 20 or 21. I think it's 20.
Yeah, I think so.
There was a big billboard on...
A street?
It was off the 405. I can't remember what else it was off of. That had a big Simpsons... Congratulations, Simpsons 20 thing. All right.
That's crazy.
Giggity gig.
Yeah.
I think they're advertising Glee wrong.
Why do you say that?
Because it's the reason I mock it is because it seems like they're advertising High School Musical, the series. But from what people talk about, you guys, and also Tim from mm-hmm. Distorted View, it sounds like it's actually more of like a fucked up show.
Yes, it is fucked up.
See, they're advertising it wrong then.
Well, like, imagine... I think you're not the target audience, though, Tim.
I might watch a fucked up show.
Yeah.
But I just mean, like, maybe they're doing it on purpose. Like, maybe the people are like, well, I don't want to watch a fucked up show with singing. Maybe they're like, I want to watch High School Musical shit. Because High School Musical is fucking incredibly popular.
Yeah, but people who want, like, that syrupy, saccharine sweetness of High School Musical will turn Glee on and go, what? What? The guy has premature ejaculation and thinks about accidentally killing a mailman to to stop himself?
That is so funny.
Oh, my God, the last episode where his girlfriend starts yelling at him, think about the mail! Think about the mail! My wife goes, oh, my God, that means she knows.
Yeah, no, hot, I mean, I know you probably aren't a big fan, but trust me, that is nowhere in High School Musical 1, 2, or 3. I've never even seen them, but I can guarantee you there's no talk of premature ejaculation in any of the High School Musicals.
I believe my wife has seen them all, and if she wasn't upstairs taking a nap, I would go ask her. You know what? Fuck it. She sleeps enough. I'll go ask her.
No.
No, okay. That's okay.
I have seen the High School Musical Parade at Disney's California Adventure. No premature ejaculation there.
Not even post-mature ejaculation.
There is no ejaculation whatsoever.
I think I'd spontaneously grow a vagina if I had to watch that.
I think they put that on the poster. High School Musical 3, now with no ejaculation.
What about now with more ejaculation? That's what I want to see.
No, I like Tim's because then that makes it sound like High School Musical 1 and 2 are just like this cum-soaked festival. Like a tribute to Bacchus, festival. Just everyone fucking. Wow, speaking of tribute to Bacchus and everyone fucking, finished up watching True Blood.
Okay.
There's a lot of naked in that show.
Yes, there is. Stephanie started watching it, then she stopped, but then she read all the fucking books. I don't know why I say fucking books, I don't really care if she reads the books, but she read them all.
Noah letting his disdain for reading slip through. Fucking books. Words.
They just sit there and mock me.
They confuse me with their sound out possibilities.
Who kid on Pahan Ikes? Work it for me. Brian Regan.
I didn't know True Blood was a series of books.
It's based on a series of books. Was it the Southern Vampire Stories or something like that?
Yeah, it's based. I hear they don't really follow the books that closely.
Except the girl's name is Suke, and the guy's name is Bell.
The guy's name is Bell?
No, it's Bill, but she's got like... Anna Paquin's got like the most fucked up Southern accent ever. And her mouth cleavage. You know, I enjoy the show, but I'm glad it's going to be like another 9 months before I have to look at the gap in her teeth. It just distracts me.
I swear, like, every, like, 10 minutes, I would walk by, and there'd be someone else fucking some titties on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah!
That show was all about the fucking and the titties.
Titties! Oh, yeah!
I'm watching Fringe. I watch Flash Forward.
I haven't watched that yet, but I've got it TiVo'd.
I'm watching the stuff I used to watch. The House premiere episode was pretty good.
Heroes
episode, not so good.
What episode?
Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
It was all right.
Wait, have you seen The House? Oh, is it like online early or something like that?
Yeah, let's say that.
Okay.
Yes, let's say that. He went to a friend's house and watched it on his friend's DVR. That is how Noah saw it. That is all you need to know. He saw it, all right? He saw it.
Wait, are we going to have to talk like a pirate again?
Arr! I be watching me house. It was good.
They call them butt pirates because they plunder the booty.
It had the girl from Bourne 1 and 2, but mostly just one.
I'm like, wow, she's back? Flap. Ah, I guess she's not back.
And she was in something else, but that was like, oh, shit, that was a girl from Bourne. I did not recognize her.
Wasn't she also the chick from Run, Lola, Run?
Yeah, she was. Good call. That was the other thing they mentioned.
Thank you. I'm thrilled that Dexter is starting again tonight, although I had the talk with my wife that, like, the last several seasons of Dexter, they've all piled up on the DVR, and every time I wanted to start watching them, I was like, I'm not in the mood for Dexter. I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. So I told her this time, like, look, I was seconds away last time from just watching it without you. And in fact, I think that the last time we watched Dexter, we did it because she sat down, I grabbed the remote and turned Dexter on and was like, fucking deal with it. I should
That's
like,
how
well,
Andy
can,
gets
can
sex
we do like
well.
We did last time and just build up all the Dexters and then watch them all at once? I said, yes, we can definitely do that. But once the Dexters are on the DVR, we're watching them on my fucking schedule. We're not waiting 8 months of me going, hey, you want to watch Dexter? No, I think I want to watch something else. It's, I don't know, going to turn your penis into a vagina, like dancing with the people you haven't heard of. Or fucking 18 should be enough.
Oh, Christ. You TiVo that shit?
She does. We got two TiVos. One of them serves.
Poor, poor man. Like, Danelle doesn't TiVo what not to wear because she knows it will infect our DVR with shittiness.
Your DVR will start to put down other DVRs. Look at you. That makes you look fat.
Your DVR will suddenly think that that one skunk line of gray hair on the side is hot or trendy or something.
My DVR will spontaneously grow an arm, use it to grab a gun, and shoot itself.
That's always so sad when TiVos commit suicide.
I watched an episode of Dexter, or part of an episode, online. Like Netflix, you can just, you know, watch instantly. It looked interesting.
I would suggest going back to the very beginning and watching them all.
It was the first episode I watched.
Oh, okay.
I started square one.
I love that show.
I like Netflix that you can do that. You're like, you know what? I want to watch this now. And not only that, if you start to watch it on a different computer, it remembers where you left off.
Does it? Do you know if it does that between computers and the Xbox 360?
I would assume so, but I don't know for sure. Because I don't
that
have a gold account.
Spectacular. That might be a reason to get a 360. My wife and I were debating back and forth the 360 versus the PlayStation 3 and which we should get first.
For games, I would say 360.
Yeah, and you know, got a lot of friends and family that have got the 360, so, you know, everybody's got Halo 3, we could, you know, jump online and not feel like we're all the way across the fucking continent from you guys.
Yeah, well, no, like, who would you play online with if you got, I mean, you could play online with strangers with the PS3, or me, but that's about it. Like, I don't know a lot of people have a PS3, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't know a lot of people
have
a
360. You've got a 360, and, oh man, a bunch of the old crew from your area's got them. My brother's got one.
And online's so much better with
them.
The 360. And fucking
gotta give it to Microsoft. They put a lot of thought in that shit.
The PS3, if you want to use
with
anything...
The hardware, not so much, but the online...
Done?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
you there, Tim?
Yeah.
We lost Tim.
Okay. When are you going to get PS3, Tim?
When they're handed out free.
What
when
about
he wins
360?
One in the San Francisco Comedy Competition. Sorry, I just rubbed some semen into your wounds there.
Because it's
I mean,
not like
salt.
I got... It's not like I... I mean, I said in the thing that I got my ass kicked. I really didn't. I was... You know, they take the top five. I was probably 6 or 7. That's what sucks. It's like, you know... It's like running the race and just barely missing.
It's like getting a bronze medal.
It's like, oh, if I hadn't been fucked around... If I hadn't been fucking around back there, I probably could have gotten something to happen.
I know that feeling. So, how was everyone's tan week? See any new movies?
No. I saw some old movies. Ooh, shitty. I'm going to break this story right here. The movie Turbulence is worse than Transformers. Congratulations, Transformers. You're out of the cellar.
Is that with,
Ray Liotta and Lauren Holly?
Oh, it's not the movie I was thinking of. I was thinking of Passenger 57 for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, well, they made 2 sequels, in case you were curious.
For Turbulence or Passenger 57?
Yeah. No, for Turbulence. No, they don't involve the same characters. They just involve another airplane problem.
Oh, were they all on demand?
No, God, no. I looked them up afterwards because I was looking to see if anybody had commented on all the amazing plot holes in Turbulence. And then I looked on Amazon, some people gave it 5 stars. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Those are people that love the taste of Ray Liotta's balls.
Oh, they do taste delicious.
Fuck, he is overacting in a way that Jim Carrey would be like, really, dude? Seriously, take it back a notch, could you? You're not performing for blind, deaf people. You don't need to be that exaggerated. Okay, so the first plot flaw of the movie is that it's a flight, I think from New York, I can't be certain, to L.A. Uh-huh. In a huge 747, like one of those double-layer, you know what I mean? There's stairs to get up to one part.
Yep, that's a 747.
There are, at the start, there are 5 passengers on the plane, but then because they're transporting prisoners, there then becomes 11 people on the plane. 11 people flying from New York to L.A. I know it's at least cross-country. I don't know if it's specifically New York. But, like, on a huge...
That's not very green.
Exactly! There's no way they would be on that plane. There's no fucking way. It would cost less to send each of, like, to, you know, chauffeur each of them across, you know, the country on those little planes. With the amount of fuel they were wasting.
But what if they needed to get the plane there for, you know, the first flight out in the morning? They needed to get the 747 to that other side.
Bullshit! Oh, that's the other thing. It's Christmas. It's like, there is no empty flights on Christmas. Not on Christmas Day. It was like Christmas Eve. Like, people are flying their balls off on Christmas.
Especially pre-9/11.
And this was, yes, this was pre-9/11. But fortunately, it's one of those amazing planes where the autopilot can do just about everything, which comes in handy, because as you may guess, midway through, we lose both pilots. Oh my gosh, someone who doesn't know how to is going to have to land the plane. That never happens in every movie.
Are you on a plane? Yep. Are you good looking? Yep, you're gonna have to land this.
Son of a bitch!
Ray Liotta's not good looking.
Well, he doesn't land the plane.
Oh, okay. Is it someone good looking?
Lauren Holly.
Ray Liotta might be good looking.
Okay, ladies. I mean, you know, maybe I'm not a fair judge, but I can usually spot a good looking guy.
He's got the chiseled looks and the light colored eyes and. Okay, I'm saying I dreamed about Ray Liotta last night. There wasn't anything super gay.
I dreamed.
Okay, I was fucking Ray
movie.
Liotta in my dreams last night.
And also, like, the FBI agents transporting the prisoners are overtaken way too easily.
One of those, man, if you guys were actually protecting our country, we would have been overrun by Mexico a long time ago.
We would have been overrun by fucking autistic children.
I give you time, we take them. Freedom! I think in general, like, special agents are always taken out way too easy. Like, anytime, you know, there's, like, some type of trained person, they always get taken out. Well, not always. Most of the time, get taken out way too fucking easy. I'm like, really? That was that easy?
Yeah, it's like the one madman always takes everybody completely by surprise with his horribly convoluted plot. It's like, I knew you were going to step there. Really? Right there? Right fucking there? Yeah, I'm intrigued, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be one of those... Wow, this thing's got plot holes you can drive a bus through. That, oh, shit, it's, I think it's Gerard Butler.
Oh, yes.
Law-abiding citizen.
Yes.
Can't wait to see that. Oh, it's good, yeah.
It might be one of those, like, wow, this dude is so fucked up. Or it might be one of those, really, really? Your whole plan revolved around everyone showing up there at 8:02, not 8:03 or 8:04?
You know what? Watch Turbulence first, and then I'm sure it will seem like Citizen Kane. It's on HBO this month, so you don't have to pay for it.
Well, unless you don't have HBO.
I always love when the horribly convoluted things, like it, whatever the trap is, depends on the people figuring out whatever the next clue was within like a very specific time frame.
I mean, a lot of movies fall under that flaw, like The Dark Knight. There is so much of the Joker's plan that could have gone so wrong.
Yeah, but I kind of got the feeling from The Dark Knight that the point was... that the Joker really didn't care if his plan went horribly wrong. Like, that he wasn't necessarily in it to survive.
I so wanted the Joker to die.
Why is that?
Yeah, well, especially knowing that Heath Ledger was dead, because now it's like they've just got to ignore the Joker for the rest of the time, or recast the role. I don't think either of those are good.
The reason I wanted to die is just like, I was like, oh man, you fucked everything up. I hate you, Joker.
Maybe the start of the next one, there'll be some sort of bomb that goes off in Arkham Asylum, and he'll be one of the people who dies.
Oh, no, that'll just be even worse.
And that'll be the start of whatever happens next is somebody who's killing people. Yep, there you go, killing people.
You think so? Sweet.
I just wrote the next Batman. Yep. You are welcome, Hollywood. This one's on Bab.
Have you guys seen those pictures floating around of Nick Cage as Superman?
Ooh, yes. That is a horrible fucking costume.
That would have been shitty. I mean, I think we all knew it was going to be shitty.
It doesn't help that he has the Con Air hair at the time.
No, it doesn't.
Put the bunny back in the box, or I'll use my heat vision on you.
He just doesn't have a strong face, like that you would think Superman would have.
Well, and he had, like, the rubbery costume. Like, it just looks so, like, what the fuck? No! It looked like if someone showed up with that wearing that to Comic-Con, you'd be like, really, dude? You didn't want to take some time? Like, you'd be like, you suck!
Oh, man.
I'm trying to find the picture so I can link it. I remember Kevin Smith linked to it, so I'm going through all his tweets, but he fucking went on a tweet rampage last night.
Oh, again?
Not a 24-hour tweet-a-thon.
He just did a lot of tweets?
Yeah, tweet. He was...
Oh, I think I just found it.
My anus is bleeding!
Yeah! I saw a bigger one. Nung, 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 but still, yeah. Jesus Christ on a pony.
I'm waiting for the day where, like, computers get so powerful that you can just make your own movie. Like, you know what? I wanted to see that Nicolas Cage Superman. I'm gonna fucking make it. Using computer graphics.
There we go.
My anus is bleeding!
Yeah! Who? What? Where?
He looks high, too.
He almost looks...
I know. And he's so shiny.
It looks like he was sculpted out of clay.
And that's really him, right? That's not like a wax version of him, right?
I don't know.
Let's just say it is.
Because like, I was like, is that a wax version of fucking him?
He looks like from the neck down, he's like a Nightmare Before Christmas figurine. And that's how he was going to make Superman, with that scary claymation. Lex Luthor is coming to Christmas Town.
So
oh, there it goes.
Noah's mic is failing.
Oh.
When we come back, maybe we'll get to the rest of the television that we all seen, and movies, and things. This Tancast Noah Mike Fail is brought to you by the Talking Joke Machine Contest. Remember, only a few weeks left for you to click that link on the show notes, take that picture, post it in your social networking site, and then send us a link to your social networking site at fucktards@tancast.com, and you could win Jackie's Talking Joke Machine.
What's the quietest place in the world? The complaint department at the parachute packing plant.
Ha ha! Nailed it! Back to the show!
And I'm back.
Whee!
Huzzah!
Your child has the start of a mullet, Andy.
Nip it. Nip it in the mullet, bud.
His hair's getting long.
Yeah, I keep telling my wife that. It's like, people are going to really start thinking he's a girl, and we're not going to be able to complain no matter how much blue we put him in. when it's in his eyes.
Moms don't like to cut the hair.
Really?
Yeah, because they're like, it's so cute, I don't want to cut it out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
My wife's mother had no problem cutting the hair. Stephanie had, like, a little boy's haircut when she was little.
All right, what is Andy oh my godding about?
I was talking to my wife earlier. Actually, I was holding up my son and being like, I'm going to cut your hair. It's like, no, don't. I'm like, it's time to get your hair cut, and Mommy keeps refusing, so I'm just going to take you upstairs and use the same clippers that Daddy uses. Well, I was like, oh, that's so mean. You wouldn't do that. So I started to, like, actually tear up. So I turned to her and I go, no, it's okay. I'll save it so you can hold it while you cry.
Woo!
She told her mom about that later that night. I'm yelling from the other room. I'm like, I wouldn't have. She's like, and then he said I could hold it while I cry. Like, you're trying to get me in trouble.
I swear, anything that happens, like, Stephanie cannot wait to call her mother.
I always love when you guys talk about your wives and start to whisper.
Something happens, Stephanie will call up her mother. And, like, there was one time we went to someone's house and she bought some shoes, and I was like, I don't really like those shoes. We go in the house, I go to the bathroom, take a pee, I come back out, her mother goes, oh, so you don't like the shoes? I'm like, Jesus Christ, I just sat in the car.
See, my wife doesn't go to her mother. She just goes to her spin roundhouse kick. We settle these arguments in-house.
She does like the
I
fucking...
I really like these shoes. Whoop-ah! How do you like it when they're smacking your kisser?
The Ken Ryu kick, hurricane kick. Silly. So, what else is on? Numbers is back. I'm not interested.
Really?
Yeah, Numbers has started to slide for me.
Did you watch it, Tim?
No, I don't watch it without Danelle. So I haven't seen Numbers or The Mentalist yet.
I did watch The Mentalist.
Good? Was it good?
It was okay.
All right.
It wasn't, like, spectacular. It was just a regular episode. Not the best. Not the worst.
Did you watch the CSI?
Not yet. I'm debating. Is it worth a watch, Tim?
Just to find out what they're still doing.
That's not enough for me.
All right, well, I didn't realize your time was so valuable, Captain Faggot.
I got lots of shit to watch.
You gotta watch 300 on Blu-ray, and you've gotta fucking rent Transformers on Netflix. You're dead to me.
What's wrong with 300?
Everything.
But I don't care what they're up to. I want it to be interesting. I know what they're up to. They're fucking solving crimes.
Well, yes, there's obviously more to it than that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said, see what they're up to. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought you were homo.
You just be quiet.
I'm gonna watch V when it comes on.
Not interested. I never watched the original V, so...
Well, neither did I, but now I'm interested. It's got the girl from Lost in it, and she's attractive, so...
Oh, I hadn't even realized that was coming up.
Oh. Don't you have TV Forecast on your Mac?
I do, but I never put it in.
It's a good... I use it. It tells me... There's also ways you can do it with RSS feeds. Like, you can create a custom RSS feed of shows coming up.
I don't know what those are.
RSS feeds?
I'm fucking with you.
All right. I also saw the movie Hitmen.
Hitmen.
Kind of old, but it was on. It was based on the video game. It starred Timothy Oliphant, the bad guy from Die Hard 4.
Yeah, that got a big fat meh out of me.
That's what Tim said.
Did you see it? Or
yes,
did you
I've seen it. Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. Yeah, it was kind of meh. Although. Later on I found out it was on demand, and so I watched the very beginning because I missed the first 5 minutes. The end really makes a lot more sense when you watch the first 5 minutes.
If I could remember the beginning or the end, I might agree or disagree.
It's one of those things where the story is being told and it gets set up at the beginning, like, I am telling you this story, and then they flash back and tell the story, and then at the very end they go back to the person who was telling the story at the beginning. If you miss that part, though, it's just all of a sudden, now we're talking. What? Why? Huh? All right.
Okay.
Okay, Chris.
Did you guys play the video game Hitman? 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 Hit-ems?
I have played a bit of at least one of them.
What Andy said.
All right, so
it's
you're
a whole
not...
series.
You're, yes. I looked it up on Wikipedia.
Yes, I don't believe you would call either Noah or I... devotees.
I was not very good at it, to be honest.
Yeah, that was pretty much my feeling.
Like I heard there's all these ways you can kill these people and sneak up on them, and I would just end up running in and fucking shooting people and dying.
Yeah, I was more with the, like, running up behind somebody and being like, ah, I'm gonna garrote you. No, don't fucking dance for him. Stop, no, don't run backwards, fuck! I turned into Tim.
I was like, yeah, that is my entire video game playing life.
Jump, kick, jump.
Ah, that was always so much fun to try to play games like Soul Calibur against you, Tim. You'd be like, fuck, jump, no, kick, no, stop!
Is that one of those fighting games?
Yes, that's the one with the swords.
Sure.
And the sticks for the beater. Sure. And the children.
Blagojevich!
Oh, that was surreal seeing him on The Daily Show. Protesting his innocence. Because I think Jon Stewart nailed it. It's like... either he is the victim of one of the biggest setup and smear campaigns ever, or he is, like, batshit crazy.
Since the police framed OJ.
Yeah, they definitely did, you know, except for the...
They did. OJ's innocent.
Now, if he was found liable in that civil trial, can we still... I mean, is it still... like, how is he... You really can't say he's innocent, can you?
You can say that he was found innocent at the first trial and found liable at the civil trial. Or
so
you can just do like I do and say OJ fucking killed the bitch.
Because someone was comparing Michael Jackson to OJ. I was in a debate about Captain EO. Not to be confused with the debate about Captain EO that I did on the NetCod podcast, which is available right now after this link you just hear.
My anus is bleeding!
But, like, and just so many people were like, oh, he was a child molester. I was like, no, he was found innocent of that, and he was never convicted of that. Oh, so I guess you think OJ's innocent, too. I'm always like, yeah, I forgot about the civil trial where Michael Jackson was found liable to be for you know, molesting children, just like OJ. The two are exactly comparable. Oh wait, no, there's not. You're an idiot.
Well, to be fair, just because someone is found innocent doesn't necessarily mean they didn't fucking molest children. Like, right, I wouldn't. But, that's fine if it's a personal belief. It's not like, you know, the law is all, you know, all knowing. They fucking get shit right. I mean, wrong all the time.
I'm just saying that's the standard that we usually go by in this country, innocent or guilty.
Well, if you can, when you're talking in public about, like, you know, you can't say, like, if you're doing news, you can't say he's convicted, but someone can still think he's a child molester, regardless of what the court said.
And so that makes it okay to discriminate him against him because you think he's a child molester, even though the courts found him innocent?
You can discriminate for whatever the fuck you want.
All right.
I mean, really? Like, so Tim, if someone killed your mother, and you knew they killed their mother, but the courts found him innocent, you wouldn't hate that person because the courts found him innocent? Not the same thing because we don't know if he molested children.
Exactly.
But I mean,
it's not the same thing because I wasn't there and I don't know. And neither was this person. Unless this person was actually diddled, which
exactly.
I tried to get him
you
to
admit.
Exactly.
You don't know. All you know is what the court said.
I tried to get him to admit that he was diddled by Michael Jackson. He would not come clean. So I think he's full of shit.
I mean, no one knows. Not even the court knows.
Yes, but the court spent more time on it than either me or this guy did.
So? I mean, like, you could still have an opinion that contradicts what other people might say.
Reality,
you're
allowed
to do that.
Yes, but then you're still an idiot.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but in this case, you're still an idiot.
That's your opinion, sir.
Fact. Idiot.
Did the court...
Idiot!
Did the court suss it out? They needed research.
I
you were found idiot by the court.
You're found guilty of idiocy. How do you plead? Wait, I guess it's... After you're found guilty, I guess you're not going to bother pleading anymore.
Well, only if you're really stupid.
Or an idiot.
Idiot!
So I know Noah saw some movies in the theater.
I saw Surrogates. Did I see something else last weekend? No, I don't think so. I saw Surrogates, so it was alright. Fucking Bruce Willis's hair looked shitty when he was his robot self. You can wait for it on DVD. You don't need to go out and see it in a theater. Not that it was horrible, but...
Done and done.
Hello?
I said done and done.
Oh, okay. Can you say something, Tim?
Can I say something?
Okay. So you got quiet. It was quiet, but I think it was my little volume controller.
Yep, I think it was.
Anyways.
It sounded fine to me the whole time.
Yeah, and Bruce Wilson kicking off ass in it. Like, I was expecting like him to get like all John McClane on shit. Not so much. Like, there was some action, but mostly it was a thriller, I would say.
Hmm.
It definitely wasn't an action movie, per se.
Mindfuck you, it will.
So, yeah. That's all I saw.
What did you say you saw last weekend?
I didn't see anything last weekend. I think the weekend before that I saw 9.
That's right.
Ooh, you know what I saw last weekend?
No.
What?
The Flood's Coming Down.
Oh.
Jesus came back and got pissed that nobody in Atlanta noticed. It was horrible here. There were
That's
there
not
were
a movie, Andy.
Schools.
No one gives a shit. I can't go rent The Rain that happened over at Andy's house. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Make me sad.
Who keeps fucking with their mic?
I do believe that's Noah.
That's me. I know you guys
still.
Can hear that.
Yes, we can.
Pop, pop.
I'm eating.
Oh, he's muting while he fucking eats again. Fuck.
Dude, you can't let... Fucking fat. Okay, I'm no longer the fat tancaster, Noah. You are.
Just because I'm eating breakfast doesn't make me fat.
You win
guys,
all the fat, because you can't wait another fucking 20 minutes.
There's plenty of room for fat to go around. Don't even worry about it. You're both fat.
Tim's
getting fat. Noah's fat now. I have declared it.
Your declarations mean nothing.
I was found skinny by the courts.
It's
you were not found skinny by any court.
I was found skinny by the courts.
I don't care if you resurrected Johnny Cochran to come back. He would not get you found skinny.
Yes, he would.
Yeah.
No.
If the shirt fits, you must acquit.
It's almost 3 o'clock here. I ate breakfast 6 hours ago.
Right. I think we all talked about it.
If you don't hear me, just like, you know, click, click. Nom, 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 nom. Uh-huh. That's interesting. Why didn't you tell me more? Why should we swallow?
I need to eat, motherfuckers.
That reminds me. Do fat people...
Don't pretend like you don't know, Tim.
I don't know.
You're getting fat.
Yeah, I'm getting fat. You passed fat and are heading to obese.
No, not even close.
Yeah, you're fucking passing it. You're passing it on the road. You blew past it like you were in Aston Martin, and I'm in my car.
I'm losing weight, motherfucker.
Anyway, so if a fat person and a skinny person were both, you know, starving, Would the fat person live longer?
If they're just living
off... I don't know, Noah.
Well, I mean, your body eats its fat.
So the fat person...
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that matters for water, though. You know what I mean? Like...
We'll pretend there's water that they can drink, but they just can't eat.
I would say yes.
Andy, what are your thoughts?
I would say let's stick Noah and a skinny person in a room and see who eats who.
No, they can't be eating each other. Jesus Christ, way to miss the point of the exercise.
I'm muscle baby.
Yeah. Noah misses the point of every exercise, unless that exercise is getting food into his head.
I think of all three of us, I'm the only one that's exercising regularly.
Yes, but you're also eating on TanCast.
Yes? That doesn't mean anything.
I'm just not going to drop this until you fucking drop the spoon there, fatty.
I need to eat breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day. Well, now it's technically lunch.
We don't start recording until 10 your time. If anyone's having a meal interrupted, it's fucking
me.
Yeah,
sometimes you gotta take a shit before a TanCast. What the fuck you want from me?
I get up and I take care of a baby before TanCast. I feed a child and play with him and enrich his life.
Well,
you just stick shit in your head there, fatty fat. Double
That's
fat.
Right. I do stick shit in my head because I need to eat. That's how I survive.
You know, if Noah was an Oreo, he'd be double stuff.
All right, you want to throw down? How much do you weigh, motherfucker?
I weigh 1.5
Tims.
Hey,
listeners, are you enjoying as TanCast unravels?
I don't own a scale, which is to say I owned a scale and then I broke it.
You don't fucking own a scale that goes up to 1,000.
I got angry at my scale and I threw it.
I'm sitting on the sidelines and watching you two bastards go at it. I would get some popcorn, but then Andy would call me fat.
That's right, fatty. Tubalard. Jigglypuff.
No, you don't bring it over here.
Bring it over there. He's inviting it.
You ain't got no fat argument that goes well against the guy who weighs as much as your left leg. So, calm down, John Goodman. Stick with Michael Clark Duncan over there.
Okay. Noah's sporty fat. Noah can run so fast, then just start fat flapping the fat.
What?
What?
Noah achieves a liftoff with his little fat wings.
You're a strange man.
I'm just going to keep going with fat wings and see how Noah responds to it. I actually brought a tear to my eye with that one.
Jesus H. Christ.
He's just happy he's not the only one like being ganged up on the fat jokes. He's like, someone else to attack.
I'm not really ganging up. I'm just not helping.
See, you know, that's what it's like when it's one against one instead of two against one, motherfucker.
I still say how much you weigh, motherfucker. Let's throw down. Let's see who's fat.
You ain't down with us no more. You ain't fat. You ain't fat. You ain't fat. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
I weigh enough to keep this chair down. This chair's getting uppity. It's a black chair.
Jesus. You guys could have a race, see who could lose the most weight the soonest. We could be TanCast, the biggest TanCast loser.
Tim, you already win that.
I was going to say.
Why? Because I don't get winded when I tie my shoes?
No, because you're not the coming competition, motherfucker.
Harsh. Harsh.
You know what? You're fat. How you like that, fatty? You're fat.
Have another Twinkie, Noah. Try to fill up the emptiness inside you where your soul should be.
This time next year, I can enter again. You'll still be fat.
No? I'm probably skinny.
Oh, I'm like, sure you will with your exercise.
Not the way you're eating there.
I walked. What people do all the time to get places, I do for exercise.
Yes, it's good exercise. I walk 2
places. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't matter when you walk somewhere and then eat a big burger and then walk back with another burger to go.
I just ate some tofu, actually. Tofu and potatoes.
Yeah, tofu dipped in ranch.
Nope. Just tofu and potatoes and some
covered
hot sauce.
In lard.
Deep fried potatoes. Fried in tofu.
I bet I will lose the most weight a year from now. Both of you.
That's because with the way you've been stuffing your fucking head, you got plenty to go.
Nope.
Fatty.
I weigh 231. What you got? What you got, Andy?
I weigh 321. What you got?
Fucking, you almost weighed me in a Tim.
I weigh 131.
I don't weigh anywhere near 321, dude.
I haven't seen you in a while. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you have.
It's been a while. He fucking eats a lot.
He couldn't have blown up in a month.
He could have. I don't know, Andy.
Just sitting all over right. here, no rolling way. Around super in giggly. My Cheez-Its.
Mm. Well, after that love fest, should we just wrap it up? Let the listeners think this might be the last Standcast ever? I think these guys just fucking broke up on air.
It's always sad when a relationship goes south in public.
I don't know if there's going to be a Tancast 68.
But you know what? We'll bring it all back together with Tancast 69.
Bong.
We've got to do something special for Tancast 69. And I don't mean blow each other at the same time.
Because that wouldn't be a 69. That would be... How would you get that?
Daisy chain.
89?
Daisy chain!
Wouldn't that be 696, maybe?
But aren't the 9 and the 6 at the very end back-to-back? Oh. Like, that's just a 69 and some person huddling on the other side of the bed.
689.
Did you send me a goddamn cervix link? Goddamn, I'm not... thank you, slow internet, for not loading.
Did you just
if you want to know what it's of, just look at the last 3-4 words of the link.
Pre- and post-coitus. All right, no one cares. No one wants to see that or hear about it or know anything about it.
I don't think it's slow internet. I think it's just slow website.
Slow site.
Well, whoever did it, thank you. Whoever ran interference.
Why are you scared of the cervix, Tim?
I'm not scared of it. I'm just not interested in it.
You're scared of it. Don't be scared of it.
I'm not scared of it.
There's one in your wife.
Thank you.
She
I'm
has
aware.
One. Take some pictures of it, Tim.
Yeah, I see that happening.
Take some pictures of it in different locations.
That would be great because all the pictures look the same. Here's my wife's
say,
cervix.
What does it matter what the
on the Matterhorn.
It doesn't. Matterhorn. I just thought it was funny.
Here's my wife's cervix while I'm beating some children.
Well, good night, everybody. Spay and neuter your cervix.
Stop taking pictures of it.
And stop posting them because that encourages my two idiot co-hosts to repost them. Or link them, I guess, would be more accurate.
And by the way, as speaking on behalf of the other two fans of female body parts, I gotta tell you, only really, really sick guys have any obsession with cervixes or would refer to them as beautiful. Really, it looks like the tip of somebody's nose that you poked a little hole in.
I mean, nothing wrong with them. I just don't particularly need to see them that close.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. They're fine where they're at.
I don't really need to see a bit of that zoomed-in shot of, like, pizza either, but it's still delicious.
Well, yes.
Just like cervix? Cervix is delicious with a little sauce.
Just like cervix juice. Just
num, pop num, the cervix num.
It's like the juice is out.
Mmm. Just like Mom used to make.
Oh.
Is there some cayenne in there?
Oh,
Is that cottage cheese?
Oh, sir.
Am I tasting onion?
Am I tasting Phil?
Oh.
Doubly funny, because why does that guy know what Phil tastes like?
I know. Why?
Because, Andy, because.
I think you scarred Andy's soul.
And he doesn't have a soul.
Gave that up years ago.
Whatever he has.
You scarred Andy's soul facsimile.
I've got a little rock that I carved into the shape of a soul, and I put it where the soul should be. I tie my rage to it. Sometimes the rage gets free and just drags my little soul thing around.
You've scarred whatever Andy's using instead of a soul.
Some parasite ate his soul and is now in there pretending to be his soul.
Like that fish tongue thing.
Exactly.
Yep. My anus is bleeding!
Oh, I'm not even looking at that picture. I just re-creeped myself out.
Oh, the picture of the little...
Yeah.
It kind of looks cute.
Hello, I'm a tongue! No, you're not. Quit pretending to be a tongue.
Like, I look at it, I'm like, that's kind of a cute little parasite.
I can't taste anything. Why does anything taste good?
Sometimes my tongue wakes me up singing to itself.
And the fish doesn't even seem to care. It's like, oh, whatever.
How would you know if a fish cared about anything?
I know. I talk to
sure
the fish whisperer.
At that point, the fish is like, well, sucks I don't have my tongue, but at least I got something there instead.
What are you going to do?
Yep. Because life would suck more if this thing ever, like, swam out and left.
I wonder
then
if
I
that
couldn't
thing...
give my friend a raspberry.
I wonder if that thing lives as long as the fish does.
You gotta hope. Well, I'm assuming probably yes, because as soon as that thing dies, the fish is like, oh, I can't swallow my food anymore.
Anymore.
Yeah.
The world is a creepy place.
The world is. Fucking parasites creep me the shit out. I think all the time, I'm like, do I got fucking parasites in me now? Probably. I kind of want to know, but I kind of don't want to know.
Yeah.
If I didn't, I'd be like, yay! If I did, I'd be like, fuck. I don't want worms swimming around in my innards.
To help keep you thin?
Not always.
They'll eat all your food.
I don't think all parasites are like that.
All of them do.
Here's a parasite that'll give you nightmares.
Oh, Christ.
My anus is bleeding!
Is that how we're going to end the show? We're going to end the show with a parasite?
Yep.
Link.
Oh, is that the one that swims up your pee hole?
Yes, it is.
Alrighty. It's called the toothpick fish? What a fucked up name for something that goes in your pee hole.
Yep.
Don't put a toothpick in my pee hole.
No.
Put a toothpick in my pee hole. It's okay.
There you go. Noah fully endorses a toothpick in his pee hole. So if you see him on the street, just jam one up his urethra.
Man. Yeah, if I'm ever anywhere near the Amazon River or the Rio Negro, I'm going to wear a condom and just like duct tape that thing to my thighs.
Tuck it back in yourself.
Yeah.
If I'm ever in that part of the world, I'm going to stay in the car.
There is no car, Tim.
How did I get there?
You flew.
I'm staying in the plane.
They pushed you out of the plane. Your parachute.
No, they
down.
Didn't.
Yeah, they did.
I didn't. Nope. There's no way. I'm not opening the parachute.
Tim was there with Bear Grylls. They just
did you just die, Tim?
Yep.
Did I tell you what? I don't think I guys told you what Stephanie said when we were. Oh, yeah, I didn't. So, when our water
well,
got turned off.
Well, then tell
us now. Yes. Our water got turned off. And I was like, we were talking about, you know, she's like, I need to shower, you know, because, you know, she likes to shower every day. And I was like, what would you do if the apocalypse came? She's like, I would die. She's like, I'd like to shower.
Wow. She should get a gym membership in case that happens again. She could just go to 24-Hour Fitness and shower to her heart's content.
One time I was actually seriously contemplating living on my car. Well, not seriously, but I was like, I was thinking about ways I could do it. I'm like, well, I could get a gym membership, and I could shower there, and I could just live in Mountain View because they have free Wi-Fi. I had the Scion. I could lay back in there. I could save so much money.
Jesus Christ, dude.
What?
If this was recently enough that you had the Scion, then this was post Tan House that you were thinking about living in your car.
It was just something that idea entertained.
You were like, fuck it, I'm striking out on my own. I'm going off the grid. What happened to Noah? He went off the grid.
I can get a P.O. box, although some places don't allow you to have P.O. boxes. Like credit cards and stuff.
Yes, some places don't deliver to P.O. boxes.
Yeah.
Like pizza.
Can you deliver to the Blue Scion parked on the side of the street?
Sir, if you're in a Scion, can't you just drive over here?
Shh. My wife's asleep.
I do know several comics who have done something similar. Gotten a gym membership and lived out of the car.
How'd that work out for them?
You haven't heard of any of them, so...
Kind of sad.
Well, I didn't want to be heard of. I just wanted to save money.
Well, I'm sure they save money.
But it'd be great if you had like a regular job and did it. Not like, well, I don't know how much they're making. Probably not much if you've ever heard of them.
Same as me. They're making bad money.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
Are they
though.
Internet famous?
Like you could have well.
They're not even internet famous.
Yeah, then you could watch everything online and.
I love your priorities, Noah. Look, you can just watch television
Noah,
online. You gotta Noah's worry about
like,
it.
Fuck shelter, I need porn.
I gotta watch
I have shelter,
shows.
I have my car.
I gotta watch Glee.
Okay, fuck privacy. What are you gonna do? Like, just tape over all the windows with, like, day-old newspaper? Guess
yep.
what, Noah? Internet's killing newspaper. Pretty soon you won't have any window coverings. Because of your precious internet.
Wash your clothes at the laundromat? It'd be set, sir. Set. You'd have to eat out every day, but... How much money are you saving in rent?
However, that would... Like, you think you're fat now, eating out every day.
You could eat healthy.
Yeah, there are not that many healthy choices.
Well, if you eat early enough, there are plenty of healthy choices.
Eat early
like,
enough?
Like, just don't eat in the middle of the night. Yeah, like, don't wait till, like, 10.
You would be surprised how much butter a lot of places cook their healthy grill stuff in.
You wouldn't have to... I mean, you could go specifically to a healthy place, not a place that has crappy shit and healthy stuff.
All right.
Noah's put a lot of thought into this. Well, everyone,
say there are healthy places to eat.
If you see a guy in a Scion whacking it, that's Noah.
You'll be unshaven.
I could shave.
Probably in Mountain View.
Looking a little crazed.
Somewhere with outdoor Wi-Fi. And if you don't want Noah out in front of your house, make sure that your Wi-Fi is secure.
How would you plug in things for your free Wi-Fi?
He'd use his car.
Yes.
You'd kill the battery after a while.
He would run the engine.
You'd run out of gas.
Like a generator. He would drive to where there's gas, sleep there.
You're spending a lot of money on gas.
Not that much.
Gas is expensive, sir.
And then I could also do it near work. And say I wouldn't have to go even commute.
I'm a little scared of Noah right now.
We're a little scared of you from last week, Stalker Man.
What?
Was that last week? I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, after we got off the...
Oh, right, I forgot. I was like, what? I just listened to it. He wasn't stalking anybody, yes. He found an old high school person via stalking them online and found... He found topless photos of the chick.
Well, no, like, here's a picture of her. Here's a topless picture of her. Here's where I think she lives.
Oh, yeah!
The scariest part was, like...
That you did that?
It wasn't like I was, like, whipping... Well, yeah, probably. But no, it wasn't like I was reaching into some, like, big black bag of tricks. I don't have a big black bag of tricks.
Just like...
I Googled the name, found the website, found the image directory where she had pictures of herself, and went...
Logged on to remote satellite link-up, called my friend at the FBI. That's all I did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing special. Sent out an unmanned drone to fly by her house.
Literally, she had a topless picture of herself and a map to her house in this image directory. So I was like, wow, there's a topless picture of her. And I think that's where she lives.
I wonder if people do those Evites that have, you know, like directions to their house, if those are somehow searchable online and then someone who was not invited could then find out where your house was.
I don't know.
It seems like technology that is not necessarily secure.
See, this is the thing, like, you guys were all like, oh my god, how is Andy getting all this information? It's like, no. I Googled, to her website, and then there was a map.
That's all that mattered. Didn't matter how you did it. You and your Google. Google is still a scary stalker tool.
Yes,
just because it's super effective doesn't make you any less creepy.
Just makes your job as a stalker a lot easier.
Exactly. Finally, commute time for stalkers have been cut down. Thank you, Google. I used to waste hours on just sitting in her bushes and wondering and going through her mail. Thank you, Google.
Tim, that shit. Well, someone did that for an iPhone commercial.
About stalking someone?
Yeah.
Like, yes, I did. Dun, if you dun, want dun, to do that, there's an app for that. Dun, yeah, dun, I have dun. Seen that. I have seen that.
My anus is bleeding!
If you want to know if she's seeing someone, there's an app for that.
If you want to end Tancast, there's an app for that.
Boop.
There's no app for that.
I told you to get working on something for Tancast. An app that will end the show whenever you want.
Yeah, Mr. Coder, Andy, make our Tancast.
Nuke the retards. That's what we'll call it. Well, shall we actually wrap this up? Because I think people are getting drunk the longer we talk.
Yeah.
Because we started to wrap it up, I think, about 15 minutes ago, so...
That's how we roll, son.
And we want to wrap it up before I start going... Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. By the way, new rule for the Tancast drinking game. Every time we catch Noah eating during a recording, you got to take a drink.
Sweet.
Some drunk-ass motherfucker's going to be listening to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Don't die of alcohol poisoning.
Especially since a good deal of our fan base is under 21. Fan base. That was a strong word. I apologize, people who listen. A good majority of the people who tolerate our weekly bullshit.
Yes. I wouldn't say we have enough to form a base. We more have, like, a fan crust.
Fan crust.
I didn't even realize the connection between Tancast and fan crust. Tancast fan crust.
That's what our t-shirts will say. I'm in the Tancast fan crust.
Is this another cervix, Noah?
No.
God damn you, it's a cervix.
It's not a cervix, I promise you.
Put together my IKEA table while I masturbate.
My anus is bleeding!
And
unlimited IP.
Unless I can't table and I can't assemble it, come over and put it together for me, and I'll masturbate while you do it with a dildo. And I will serve you unlimited iced tea.
I'll be in for the iced tea. I love iced tea.
I'm 37 and not amazing looking, but totally serviceable. So you get there, you're like, I'm here to do your IKEA table. She's like, all right, here come my pants. Yeah. First the tea.
I heard
unlimited
there was
unlimited iced tea. Noah shows up with his gigantic thermos. Fill her up.
Keep it coming. And you know how I can suck the drinks down.
Almost as well as you suck the cock down.
Yep, almost.
And suck the food down.
Yep, almost.
I made a gay and a fat joke right back to back.
Ooh, Tim. Noah loves caps lock, right. And he laps cock.
All right, faggots.
That's a good ending, this IKEA ad. So
yep.
Enjoy that Craigslist ad.
Wait, and, one more cervix link.
Nope, too late. Nope. Show's over.
Cut it off. All right, everybody. This was Tancast. Hope you survived it.
And enjoy this dog licking peanut butter as we exit.
My anus is bleeding!
That corgi has an amazing tongue.
Yes!
Yeah.
It's bigger than him.
That's no parasite.
That's an invitation.
That's Mama's little helper right there.
Oh, no.
That's the lonely single girl's best friend. Because it's clearly he likes peanut butter. And clearly he will go to great lengths to get all the peanut butter out.
That's what she said.
All right, I think that's time for one more drink.
All right.
All right, kiddies, tip it back. We'll see you next week-ish.
Toodaloo. Thank you for listening to episode 67 of Tancast. Be sure and write us a review on iTunes and give us a rating on iTunes. Leave us some comments at Tancast.com. Send us any emails at fucktards@Tancast.com. And don't forget to give us a vote before September is over at Podcast Alley. And then when September is over, give us a vote in October at Podcast Alley. Links in the show notes, and we will see you next week. Tancast.
All right, Tim, you have yourself an excellent week. Fatty Noah Two Fats, you have yourself an excellent week.
Fatty Noah Two Fats.
320 pounder.
You're just jealous because I'm this jolly.
Where does a 320 pound sandcaster sleep? On the couch if he keeps fucking with his wife.
I
ended with a tan laugh.
I gotta go shave my kid.
Good.
Are you really gonna do it?
No. Because I gotta live here.
What the hell are you talking about, dude? Why don't you unplug your mic so we can hear you?
Just fix it and stop talking! I swear to God, I'm gonna disengage him. Oh.
You are right there, Chief.
Yeah, got into the healthy cervix site.
No, that is your fault.